Wrong one. First of all, before I greet you all, I need to apologise for my voice. It's going to zoom in and zoom out, probably pack up by the end of the night as well. But we'll see how it goes. Ladies and gentlemen and councillors, good evening and welcome to the extraordinary council meeting to consider the conferment of the title Honorary Alderman. And then it says, please be seated. I should have done that when you were standing up. Okay, I would briefly like to run through some housekeeping arrangements. Please note that this meeting is being recorded, and the sound recording will be made available on the council's website. Under the openness of local government bodies regulation, people may film, record, tweet, or blog this meeting, and this is outside the council's control. If you are curious why councillors are looking at their screens, it is because a number of them are using tablet devices to access their agenda papers. I would also like to remind councillors and the other people attending the meeting that the fire exits are to the rear and to the side of the room. There are no fire alarms planned for this evening. And could I also ask that everyone turns their mobile phones off or switches them to silent so that the meeting isn't disturbed. Item one, apologies. Apologies have been received from Councillor Baines, Rollins, Charles and Palin and Honorary Alderman Stott and Bush. If councillors have other apologies, please press your button to indicate. Right, item two. For this part of the meeting, can I have disclosures of pecuniary and personal interest only relating to the Honorary Alderman conferment? Are there any?
I apologise for being late.
Thank you, Councillor Forrest. Right, there are no disclosures to be put. I will now call on the Chief Executive to report on disclosures of interest in the business to be considered that we've already received.
Madam Mayor, I can confirm I've had no disclosures of interest. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillors, please indicate by pressing your buttons whether you have any other interests to disclose. Thank you. I am now moving on to item three, to consider the conferment of the title of Honorary Alderman to Mr. Paul Day. I call on Councillor Morgan to move the conferring upon Mr. Paul Day and the title of Honorary Alderman. Sorry, I made the mistake of Councillor. I'm so used to saying it. So, Councillor Morgan.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. Ladies and gentlemen and councillors, I move that pursuant to the provisions of Section 249/1 of the Local Government Act 1972, that Mr. Paul Day be hereby admitted an honorary alderman of the borough in recognition of his eminent services to the borough and its people. So, Paul, I'm very, very pleased that you and your family can be here this evening. This is, it's an honour for you, but it's also an honour for us as councillors. Everyone who has served as a councillor here in Charnwood appreciates not only the duty that they carry out, but also the privileges that come with that, to be able to actually represent people in this chamber, but also in the committees and elsewhere within the council. I have to say, your record at Charnwood was exemplary. Way back, almost in its very birth of this council, you first got elected in a by-election in Bradgate, only a couple of years, in fact, after, well, 3 years, I think, after the foundation of this council. And that means that you really do know the council inside out. You know everything that's happened, everything that the council's been through. And I think it's right, because of your long service and also because of the service that Mr. Day has carried out for residents here in Charnwood, Madam Mayor, that we have the opportunity to honour him accordingly. So it gives me huge pleasure to move this motion. I think it's right that we recognise councillors who have played a huge part in the council's past, that they also can carry on being part of its future. And as such, I very much hope that council will approve this motion. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Morgan. I call on Councillor Ransom to second this motion.
Good evening, Madam Mayor. And ladies and gentlemen of the Council, I second this motion that pursuant to the provision of Section 249/1 of the Local Government Act 1972, that Mr Paul Day be hereby admitted an honorary alderman of the borough in recognition of his eminent services to the borough and its people. I now actually, I believe I can go into actually to say my little bit about Paul. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Very fair. Madam Mayor, it is a former Councillor Paul Day has served Charnwood Borough Council as a popular and hard-working ward councillor for Anstey for two periods between 1977 to 1986 and then returning again from 2007 to 2015, a total of 18 years. Am I correct? Because, I can't really add up. During that time, he served on many committees, but mostly notably, he was the chair of the Health and Housing Committee and the chair of Plans Committee. Former Councillor Day also served as Mayor of Charnwood for the civic year of 2014/15. During his period as Mayor, he represented the Borough Council at many events around the county and the country, and at various twinning events across Europe. He is well remembered throughout the borough by many organisations he visited, accompanied by his wife Pauline, during this term of office for his friendly and approachable manner, along with the willingness to participate in whatever activities were put before him. Once again, it's an honour and a privilege to support and second this motion. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Speak. Please press your buttons now. Councillor Mayer.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It was an honour to actually nominate Councillor Paul Day, or Mr Paul Day now, for the Mayor back in 2014. And it's a privilege of myself to say that I will be supporting this, but also the Labour Group as well to support this nomination. And I think it's a very well-received nomination. Thank you.
Madam Mayor, I would just like to take a short time to support the conferment of Honorary Alderman to Paul Day. In my view, conferring this honour is deserved for his dedicated service throughout his time an effective borough councillor over 18 years, culminating in a very successful year as Mayor of Charnwood. During that year, he was able to see at first hand the excellent contribution Paul made during his term of office. A great ambassador for this borough, especially providing his support to many community events. Paul was born and brought up in Anstey until he married his wife Pauline, returning to Anstey in 1971. His commitment to the public life has been exceptional, not only with this council, but local to Anstey Parish, a long-serving member and chairman of the parish council, and governor on all three schools in the village. Paul is well known in the local community for his outstanding contribution during his time in local service, making a difference to lives of so many people. He continues to be involved in voluntary work, such as chairman of the Friends of Charnwood Forest. I'm delighted to support conferring Paul Day to be an honorary alderman of this borough. I am sure he will be a great success and has been in previous roles. It will be good to see him again more often in this chamber. I am sure we all wish him well for the future. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Snart.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and I just want to say that I fully support this, and I'm very grateful for Mr Day for the support that he gave me, because it was when he retired from his seat in Anstey that I actually took that seat. So I followed on in his big footsteps for Anstey. So it was very big shoes to fill, but he was a good support to me then, and he still has continued for the past 4 years to be a good support and always supports me. And I know there's always a door that I can go and knock on when I want some solid advice, and he will be the person that I go to. So I very much look forward to welcoming him back in this chamber again. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Taylor. I call upon Councillor Morgan to sum up.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. Some very nice words said by many councillors. I would also like to just retell one very short story about Paul, which is slightly unique in Charnwood's history. Some of you may actually remember, but certainly our monitoring officer will no doubt never forget, that shortly after the 2015 election, when you had been mayor and mayoress for the last year of your office, the election had taken place, councillors had not quite been sworn in, but a sudden emergency emerged and some papers had to be signed. And we discovered that despite the fact that you'd actually stopped being a councillor, you were still mayor. And in fact, it turned out you were the only person in the whole of the council who was actually qualified to actually sign the papers on the borough's behalf. And that was a unique situation. It never happened before. I think it tasked our officers with a great deal of thinking to try and actually work out a solution. And you were the answer to the question that was being asked, which was, who's in control? You were unique. You remain unique. And we look forward to seeing you as one of our honorary aldermen in this chamber. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Morgan. I am now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? I'll go through the motion now. Against? Abstention. The motion has been carried. Congratulations, Paul Day. Following this meeting, arrangements will now be made for your official honorary alderman scroll and medallion to be crafted, and they will be presented to you in due course by myself as mayor, and it will be an absolute pleasure for all. Right.